He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. And recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
What do you want from me?
Follow me.
All right, so yeah, we'll be watching the Chosen video series, which is a crowdfunded project going through some of the gospel accounts featuring Jesus. We'll be going through watching those videos, and then there's a guided discussion along with it. That'll be a great opportunity not only to see the Gospels in a new way, but also engage in some quality fellowship there. So if you have any interest, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for Bible study starting in the next few weeks here. We also have the offering boxes out in the foyer as well. We just wanted to remind you that the offering plates are not being passed around anymore, and our offering box for the church is in the foyer, and that will be there indefinitely. So just a reminder for that. We have youth group tonight at 6 o'clock. With youth group, we are also going on a trip this summer to Camp Barnabas. We will be serving as counselors and general camp help for them. That'll be July 30th through August 5th. If you have any interest in going to Camp Barnabas and serving alongside the youth group, please talk to me. We are registering as individuals, so at any point, if you have decided you want to go, let me know, and you guys can sign up for that on your own. There's a quick 10-15 minute application, and then a deposit to be made with that. We also have Young Adult Bible Study tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Kelly and I's house. And we have CE board meetings, deacons meetings, and elders meetings this week. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Psalm 100. A psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is good. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Again, good morning, and welcome to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 9. Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him. Number 9, I ask you to stand with me, please.
Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him. Praise him, angels, in the height. Sun and moon rejoice before him. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise the Lord, for he has spoken. Worlds his mighty voice obey. Laws which never shall be broken, for their guidance he hath made. Praise the Lord, for he is glorious. Never shall his promise fail. God hath made his saints victorious. Sin and death shall not prevail. Praise the God of our salvation. Hosts on high his power proclaim. Heaven and earth and all creation, Lord, and magnify his name. Worship, honor, glory, blessing, Lord, we offer unto thee. Young and old, thy praise expressing, in glad homage bend the knee. All the saints adore thee, we would bow before thy throne, as thine angels serve before thee, so on earth thy will be done.
Take a moment to greet one another and welcome to our worship service. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation, and we continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright and his recovery as he's been at the Madonna facility in Lincoln in rehab. And so hopefully you've been able to connect with the Caring Bridge site. Deb does a wonderful job updating each evening on the events of their day, and continue to pray for them through this time. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie.
Pray that calm heads and God-inspired thinking prevail in the situation, so that you can build up the troops and maintain the border. That's why you need to go for a treat.
Ernie's request is a reminder as we look at the events, not just in our country but around the world, and sometimes we get kind of focused in what's going on in our world. But Russia's been moving troops to the Ukrainian border. And so his prayer request for calm heads and
God-inspired thinking.
There we go. I knew there was another phrase that God-inspired thinking is definitely needed as those events unfold, that peace would break out and not war. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Terry. So Terry and Val were able to make it out to California. It was hard to feel sorry for them when they were enjoying 70-degree days, and we were not. But one of their anticipated individuals to visit was his aunt, but she was put in the hospital with pneumonia and heart trouble. So we'll pray for her. Terry, what is your aunt's name?
Helen.
Pray for Helen. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, as high school has started, that is a reminder that college starts for those at SDSU is, I believe, tomorrow. I sent mine off on Friday. But we will pray for travel mercies as well as this next semester. I know it is another blessing to live in South Dakota. I know there are several colleges as well as high schools and schools throughout the country that are going to distance learning, and we'll pray that SDSU, as well as the colleges of South Dakota, will stay in-person learning. Any other prayer requests or praises? Mike.
My dad will be on another eye surgery here in a few weeks.
And your dad's name? Jim. I should remember that. So Mike's dad, Jim, is going to be having another eye surgery here in next week or in the coming weeks?
In a few weeks.
In a few weeks. And so we'll pray as he's healed up from one that he'll be ready for the next. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Leah. Okay, so Leah's, the praise is that Dawson entered this world. Both mom and baby are doing well, but there's some of the blood work has come back that there may be signs of cystic fibrosis. And so we will pray that the God of healing will touch her, and but also give wisdom to the doctors. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning reminded again and again that you are seated on your throne, and the events of this world, the events in our lives, do not catch you by surprise. You are not bound by time. You are able to be outside of it, and therefore you are able to move things that we cannot even imagine. That as the angel Gabriel told Mary, that you can do the impossible, at least in our thinking. Father, as you choose to work in this world, we know it is to work for your good pleasure and for your plan. And we don't always understand how that is unfolding. Father, you've not called us to try to figure out all the ins and outs of your plan. You've called us to be salt and light and to be your representatives here in our area and around the world, to live upright and godly lives, to redeem this time, because we know the days are evil. And it is evil because the god of this world, Satan, is trying to implement his plan. But we know ultimately, as we read the end of Scripture, you win. In fact, it was on the cross that Jesus declared victory over death, over the law, and declared that we can have a path back to you. Father, I thank you that as a part of your family, we can come to you and ask you that we ask according to your will, and we lift up these requests to you. We continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright and Deb and Brian, for the time that they are away, that you would continue to keep the stores running as their minds and hearts are focused on Nathan's recovery. We continue to pray for his increased mobility, ability to be talking more, to gaining strength. Father, it is our desire, and we know theirs, that he would be completely and fully healed. And how you do that, we trust you and leave that in your good pleasure. Father, we also lift up those that are ill, whether they could not make it to church today or some have been in the hospital. We pray for Terry's Aunt Helen, that you would heal her and of this pneumonia and heart issues, that you would help the doctors have wisdom in how to treat these symptoms, but we ask that you would completely heal her. Father, we also pray for Mike's dad, Jim, as he gets ready for another eye surgery, continued healing from his first one, that the next one would go well, that his vision would be improved and the issues taken care of. Father, we join with the Fanning family, grateful that Dawson has entered this world and a new addition to the family. I know with the results that come back, there's a lot of things that we can get worried about. Father, you tell us not to be anxious, but to pray, and that's what we're doing. I pray that, one, you would give wisdom to the doctors, and that as the great physician, you would heal her body, that the cystic fibrosis or whatever markers they were seeing, they do not find again. Father, that is our desire. But you also tell us that your peace that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds. And that is what I also pray for the family, that it is easy to start thinking of worst-case scenarios. Father, may the Prince of Peace rule in their hearts as they trust you. Father, we also pray for those that are traveling back to college, as high schools and schools have gotten back in session for our college students' travel mercies, but also for this next semester ahead. Help them in their studies, but also help them to be witnesses for you, to be connected to fellowships that will encourage them in their faith, strengthen them, and help, as always, you would guide, not just the day-to-day, but their future decisions as well. Father, we also pray for our world. We think of the events in Ukraine and the events that Russia is doing. Father, we also know there's issues in China of their increased militarization. Jesus told his disciples that there will be wars and rumors of wars, and nations will rise against nations. And these are just the signs of things to come. But for our time today, we pray that peace would reign, that, as Ernie said, that calm heads and God-inspired thinking would be involved. But we pray for the people, especially the people of Ukraine, that as concern and uncertainty of the future, that they would be drawn to the church, and that they would be ultimately drawn to Christ. May those that know Christ be your hands and feet to, as they have been with the refugees that came through the first wave, that you would continue to use them. Father, we pray for our servicemen and women around the world, for those from South Dakota that have been recently deployed, those that are on deployment that you would watch over. We thank you for their sacrifice of time and family, and we pray that you would protect. For our missionaries around the world, we think of Ken and Karen as they minister here in South Dakota, and transition with new leadership at Victory, that you would help them to guide the couple as they step into the role of being directors for Victory, but that you would open doors for ministry for Ken and Karen. For the offerings that your people bring, that you would use that for your honor and glory here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Morning. It's good to be back with the fellowship of believers again. We're glad that you joined us. At least I'm glad that you're here. I enjoy being with fellow believers because we can build each other up. I've been thinking of, if you watch a fire and as it burns, these logs burn down, and pretty soon you have just a pile of coal, a pile of embers. As you bunch them up, they keep each other burning. They keep, the embers stay hot and that fire keeps going. You pull one off to the side and it slowly burns out. But as believers, we can keep each other burning, keep each other built up. So I know there's been a lot of sickness going around. It's been through our house and several of us up here as well. So let's stand and make a joyful noise this morning as we worship.
Sinking to
can do as believers is lift each other up. I'm going to find the rest of the music. Screen, but that we can actually mean what we're singing, that it can be an intent of where our heart is at.
In the darkness you were waiting with For the gift of your son. And thank you for the reminder in these lyrics that your son did willingly go to the cross to die in our place, and that he rose again and he conquered sin and hell and death. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for your love for us. And we pray that you would be with our time now as we look into your word. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I'll ask you to take your Bible and open to Romans chapter 7. This morning, but the following verses are a continuation, the rest of chapter 7, of this idea of the law and sin. So last week, if you were here, you know that we looked in verses 1 through 6 of chapter 7. We saw that those who are in Christ have been released from the law, right? And specifically, we saw that condemnation comes through the law. And condemnation is not a good thing, right? We know that if because of sin we are condemned, that we are deserving of